Good morning. Today, like I say, we come to the last day of Christmas in the church anyway. And I talked a little bit last week about how it's the Epiphany. Today is the last of the Epiphanies, meaning it's the last time showed himself or shows himself to us in the way he does this day. He comes and the skies open up. And then the Father says, this is my beloved Son, so it's part of Revelation. But notice what precedes the revelation. What precedes the revelation is humility. The humility of Jesus Christ. The humility of allowing himself to be touched by God. Allowing himself to go before another human being. And when the God of the universe humbles himself before another human being, his cousin John, and God the Father can really work with him miraculous things. And so first of all, we need to look at that because humility leads to revelation. And revelation will respond. It always talks about how we're pleasing to God. But everything starts with that humility. And so let's think and look and reflect on the ways we're called to be humble. The first way we're called to be humble, I think, is the reality of we need to humble ourselves before one another. Now, sometimes that's easier than others. To humble ourselves, God, Jesus Christ, was the higher one than John. John said it 1,000 times, and John is even making an act of humility before Jesus, is he not? If you go here with me to Matthew's Gospel, and it's chapter 3, verse 13. In your pew Bibles, it's 1013, page number 1013. And we see the baptism of Jesus. And then it says, when Jesus came from Galilee to John to the Jordan to be baptized, John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. So here the both of them are trying to say, they're stumbling over each other, saying, who's more important? And John is saying, you're much more important. Now, Jesus doesn't say John's important, more important than him, but he does say that he needs to do this to fulfill God's plan. So he's always subordinate. Jesus always subordinates himself to his Father. John subordinates himself. When here's people coming in humility, then God can work. God can only work through the humility of the people, Christ in his humanity, John in his best that he could be. They were both humbling themselves. And when that happened, then you hear the voice that says, this is my beloved Son. So what is that saying for us? That first, we need to be people who humble ourselves before each other, even as something as simple as confession. You know, I have heard many, 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 many times, why should I ever tell my sins to another human being? He's just as much of a sinner as me. Or you could say the priest of our parish is more than a sinner than I am. You could say that. So why should I do that? Because we're called to humble ourselves before one another. And like when you humble yourselves, or I humble myself, I went to confession the other day. When I humble myself before another classmate, and my classmate can reach out and give the revelation of God to me and give me forgiveness of sins. But it had to happen only when I humbled myself before another human being. And the problem is, and this is the thing that creeps into so many Christians, that I don't have to humble myself before anybody. It's me and God, and I humble myself before God only. But the craziness of it is they humble themselves to their version of God. And what their version of God is their idol. This is what I humble myself before. My vision of God. But your vision of God isn't true. It's an idol. What we need to do, and again, if the God of the universe will humble himself before a human being, how much more must we humble ourselves before each other and say how much we need each other and say how much? And that's why God, I think again and again, gives the reality of confession, that no matter how much we think we're together on ourselves, we need to humble ourselves before other human beings who are just as sinful as me. And say, I need help. We all do. And so the first way of humility. The second way of humility is for each of us to sit there and to go with each other in accountability. You know, everybody here, and part of that's confession, but beyond that, Everyone here needs to be accountable to another human being, to be accountable with your wife. You know, so often in small groups for men or small groups for women, more so at men, is there's one person, at least one person in your life, who you're accountable to. Meaning you start dealing with your sinfulness with that person. So let's say you struggle with sexuality. Then you're accountable to somebody else for that. And then you say to them, I give you permission every week to ask me how I did this week with my sexuality, and you got to look at me right in the eyes and tell me. That's humility, to let someone else look at our hearts and our souls like that. Great humility. And whatever our sin needs to be, there needs to be one other person, and that's besides the confessional, where I humble myself before somebody and say, I give you permission to hold me accountable to my life and hold me accountable that I can be a person that does what God wants me to do. So the second way of humility is with one another. The third way with humility, of course, which is really could go to the first, is when it comes to our prayer life and our time before the Lord. That I need to every day say, Lord, I am nothing, you're everything. Lord, you are my God, you are my Savior, you are more than I could ever do without. I can't even take my next breath without you. We make this act of humility before God as Jesus did before his Father. And when that happens, then only after the act of humility, only after that, then the Father can look at you and me and say, this is my beloved son, or this is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased. Have you heard the Father, have you heard the revelation yet in your own life that you are God's son, that you are God's daughter in Jesus Christ? That no matter what, if that core doesn't come into our hearts, then again what we do is we go through the motions. I want to be a good person. Oh, I hope I can please my dad. Or I hope I can please my God. The only way to do that is to come before God in humility, humbling ourselves before him and humbling ourselves before each other. Then the revelation happens. Now I want to tell you who you are. You're my daughter. You're my son. And it pleases me when you humble yourself before another. It pleases God. We humble ourselves before each other. Are we people, more than anything in our hearts and lives, that we want to please our Father? I remember years ago when I was in the Grand Canyon, I got sick. I was doing Christian ministry in the national parks, and I was sick and I was totally alone. It's part of being a celibate. And I'm sitting there in this place, and you know, I had a temperature of 102, and I'm just kind of sitting there burning up, and there was nobody around, and the only thing I was thinking about, okay, if I was to go before the Father now, and I thought, the only thing I want to hear God say is, welcome, you are my son, and with you I have been well pleased. The only thing I want to hear God say to me at the end of my life, that I have pleased him, that we are pleasing God, and I know the only way that happens with me is when I not do my typical stuff, but I do my atypical stuff, when I go before another priest and I humble myself, or I go before a friend of mine and I'll sit there and say, you gotta help me get through this. You gotta sit there and challenge me. You know, but notice, the only people who can challenge you are people you know that love you. The only ones that can do it. If someone else comes up and says something to me, I'll take their heads off in a gentle, kind, compassionate manner. But the reality is that sometimes people think it's their job to do that place in you. No, it's not their job. A person would be like John the Baptist. You know, I shouldn't even say this. It's an act of humility. And so that's why you got to find someone that you're comfortable with being accountable to. Don't anyone here think it's their job to make everybody accountable to them? Get over that right now. That's not the point. We do need to be humble. But notice, Jesus chose who to be humble to. He chose John. He said, you need to do this. And so too, we need to choose the people we're called to be humble to. And not let people sit there, and because people play these God games all the time, and sit there and say, well, the Lord told me to tell you. Well, tell the Lord to tell me. And it's that simple. You know, because it's the reality how people get crazy over this stuff. So, today, what we need to do is think. Humble ourselves, a great way to begin that is confession. The second way to do that is with another person, being accountable to them. The third way to do that is in our prayer life, to say, God, it doesn't matter what I want, it's what you want. When I make that act of humility, then God can sit there and say, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. And then we will know that we please him. You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.